work life. Woo!
Oh my gosh. We have gone virtual, y'all.
We've gone virtual because it's Debbie.
Debbie. Yeah.
Debbie is really trying to.
Just mess everyone up. So, yeah, Tropical Storm Debbie is being a Debbie apparently, but it's been nice. I've had, Nick's been home. We're trying to look at the positive. Fortunately, our backyard has flooded a little bit, but not too bad. Our trees haven't pooped on our yard yet. So, hopefully, we just ride it out and we're all okay.
Yeah.
But I know, like, some places, obviously, like Monk's Corner and, all of that area was hit really hard the other night. So
And Arby's.
I know. Oh my gosh, what did that Arby's ever do to somebody, man? It just took it out on that Arby's.
The universe is really coming for Arby's, and I feel personally attacked.
What do you get from Arby's? When was the last time you had Arby's?
So Arby's was my first job.
Oh my gosh, I love. I would
Well,
literally weigh like 1 million pounds if I had worked at Arby's.
yeah, it was my first job, and honestly, I loved it. I loved the people I worked with. I had unlimited curly fries,
Oh my God, the Arby's sauce.
the Arby's sauce. I didn't love the horsey sauce at the time, and now I'm a changed lady. I just think that Arby's is really underrated.
So when was the last time you had it?
It's been years.
Okay, yeah, same. And I used to eat it a lot, like the freaking curly fries. Oh,
Dude,
so
with the cup
good.
of cheese?
Oh my gosh, it's making me so hungry. I was gonna say when I stopped eating meat, then I like never had it again. Like I haven't had it, I don't think, since.
Yeah.
And so like since like 2017, but now I'm back to my meat eating ways for the time being. So.
Yeah, it's honestly the supreme fast food, and then Chick-fil-A came in and took everything over. And, if they would streamline their systems and go through a rebrand.
Update your logo and you won't get hit by a tropical storm. Okay. Anyways, how has your week been? You were saying we should check in on our intentions we set from last week. Do you want to do that first?
I don't remember what mine were.
Okay, so yours were actually, why don't I remember yours either? Because I just listened to it. So I feel like I know mine was like being in tune with my feelings. I think yours was like learning, looking for the lessons and like in the feeling of going against the grain. And like knowing that timing is everything, basically. I think that's
Yeah.
what you had said. So, how has that played out for you this week? Did that help at all, like to look for that?
Yes, for sure. No, I definitely like said that intention with intention. I think like also this period of like having to like slow down, just like redirect my attention to, all to my business because we can't really leave the house. It's been really useful. So yeah, what about you?
I mean, how could I not focus on feelings when we did the ghost tour in Magnolia Cemetery, looking for all of the feelings, trying to seek out what type of energies were happening. It was nice, like for my birthday, everyone who was there, pretty much besides you, was in their 30s or older. And so they were all like giving advice and saying how the 20s were a time, but like 30s is where it's at. So that's the feeling I focused on for the remainder of my week last week and the weekend. And and I'm also like charting my feelings too in an app. So nice. It's nice to just again like put in or not again, because I don't think I've ever said this, but putting a name to something is
Yeah.
helpful.
Also, speaking on the energy of Saturday, at the cemetery, it's so bizarre how, like, I mean, obviously you and I were super into it. And it's funny, I was about to say we should go there and record an episode, but we have multiple times.
Yeah.
And it never actually seems to work.
Nope, it's not meant to be, but we'll try again when it gets cooler out, I think. Less bugs.
Yeah, less bugs. But it's just so crazy how like how you spoke on the energy, like, I don't know. Feel like I need, like, I already put a decent amount of effort into like trying to, I don't know, like work on my energy. But I almost feel like doing something like that every week where you're just so energy focused. Like, it was just so much fun.
Yeah, it was different. And it was nice. Like, I don't know, all around good vibes. That cemetery's got good vibes. So, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you had fun. That was the whole point, too. So,
yeah, it was a good time. Great idea for a birthday.
Oh, well, yay. Death to my 20s, right? Well, I think it's time to explore the energy of it all. Should we start with our oracle card?
Yeah. Do you want to pull a whack pack card?
Yeah, because we haven't done that in a long time. So I'll pull a card and you pull a card. Goodness, this is the one that just popped out. That's a little concerning. Substitute. We'll just not take that as a sign.
What did it say?
Should I have read it?
Erin says if the card falls out, then she usually reads the one if it falls out and then also mm-hmm. pulls one.
Okay. All right. Well, let me find it.
We're going to be here all day, ladies and gentlemen.
All the days for the whack pack, because I also just like jacked up the whole order.
She whacked the pack.
Oh gosh. All right, got her. Whew, she looks like Medusa, but with pencils in her hair. Okay, for the creative whack pack. So we pulled this out of this card deck that I have in the first episode, but we haven't done it since because I forget it every time. But to recap what it is, it's a pack of cards that it says is a creativity tool. It will whack you out of your habitual thought patterns and allow you to look at what you're doing in a fresh way. So I like that. I like to pull one of these when I go into a project just to set like, again, an intention going into a project. So this is the one that helped itself out of the deck. Substitute. When you don't have a certain resource available or want a change from ones you do, you substitute. Indeed, much of human progress is the result of substituting one idea or thing for another. Words for grunts, tools for fingers, money for goods. If you've ever used a potato for a radio antenna or created a knife out of a broken light bulb, okay, you have this ability. What can you substitute? And then this card is from the orange deck. So this is, let's see, the artist is your role. Okay, so this is from the section for the artist is your role for transforming your resources into new ideas. The cards in the artist suite provide you with idea generating techniques. So if you have an idea, think about if there are opportunity for subbing out something for another thing that can make it, I guess, even better or greater.
Yeah, or even more you.
Yeah, yeah. Like thinking outside the box and yeah. That's been cool. That's been interesting for me. I think this week I've had an opportunity come up where I had a meeting with a potential project client, but it wasn't the normal scope of work that I do. It wasn't technically branding, but it was like a facet of branding. And I'm like, this is interesting. So thinking about, I think, can I do it? If I did it, what would it look like? And I feel like there's a lot of substitution there, you know, like subbing in my other tech, like my talents, my resources to maybe have this other like avenue of branding work.
I mean, let's think about it like this. I've never worked for a company where, you know, we've offered obviously very specific services, but we haven't also taken on other work that we can do and support people with. Mm-hmm. Like thinking of all of the like, you know, smaller businesses that I worked for in the past, like that has always been the case. So mm-hmm. I think scale, like why not take on those opportunities if they feel right?
Right. Yeah.
Or if you're able to.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'll take it on, to be honest, I don't know if I'm going to take it on because I just don't think the timing is right for multiple reasons. But again, it just like gives me an idea. Like yeah. it's something that I didn't think about or knew existed, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah. Like, what does this mean for the future? And, you know, right. Other ways you
can support people. How can I promote that as a service? Yeah.
All right. Here's my card.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Wait, what? Have you drawn this one yet?
Uh-huh. Of course. Our Lady of Manifest Miracles. So vast is the scale of divine intelligence unfolding in perfect wisdom throughout the universe that our mind cannot grasp it. Miraculous grace is unfathomable to anything other than the trusting heart that needs no explanation. Offer up your fears, doubts, and reasons why something cannot heal, then your soul can receive the blessing of the sacred heart that holds resolution for all matters within its kind genius. That goes pretty deep.
Yeah, it really does. It's such a beautiful card too.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Listen, whenever I met Haley, I liked MGK.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was a sad girly and I was like, you know, something's looking wrong with me.
Oh, I love him so much.
And I would be like on my way to work, listen to drove myself and alcohol. That shit doesn't help at all. And I was just like a sad girl at 7 a.m. every day. And I was like, well, this, you know, like this, I can get down with this music, but I also have like seen things online about him that I didn't love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now meeting Haley, my freaking for you page is just inundated with MGK because my phone knows that I'm going to share them.
Oh my gosh. You're and welcome.
And so I guess my guess would be that TikTok's algorithm shares things with you that they know you're going to share with other people.
That you share. Yep. That's true.
Hence why you get, not you, but we all get like the TikToks that are like, share this with your best friend who also loves going to get ice cream. Long story short, he just did a podcast with Bunny.
Bunny XO.
Who I also used to like be so annoyed with. And I don't know what's happening.
What is happening? Everyone's like flipping over to country and then people are like, I don't know. It's like a whole 180 happening with all of this. People, I guess, I think Beyonce started it. I think it's the Illuminati. I think they put out like an order. Okay, we got to switch this shit up. And Beyonce, you're going to start by making a country album. And then everyone else is going to follow in tow. So
I'm going to tell you my theory.
Okay, yeah.
Unfortunately, not Illuminati related. But I have a theory that because Zach Bryan and Noah Kahan became mm-hmm. so popular from being that like indie country.
Okay, yeah.
Then, I mean, they were like, shows are massive now. And so I think people are like trying to jump on that like
yeah. transition. Well, and I don't know if you got to this part in the podcast yet. Did you get to the part where they're talking about like Blink and... Okay, so because MGK talked a lot about... Not a lot, but he did touch on how when he shifted from rapper to more like punk rock and where he is now, it's like a perfect combination of the two, and how he just got like shit on from everyone. And he was like, why? Like, who cares? And that's where the quote like comes from. Like, well, I think that's where, actually, no, that's not where my favorite quote came from. We'll get to that in a minute. But he's just like, why? What is the reason? Why can't I make this transition? And he's like, I grew up listening to this music. Like, I've always been like this in my heart, like, you know, and it's just like, why not? Like, we put all these weird restrictions on people. And I don't know, I think when you're an artist and it's so fluid and you got to do what makes you feel good and what resonates with you, and then everyone else can just figure it out and deal with it. So I do not envy musicians because it's hard.
No.
To be like in a genre, you know? But the like queen who like made this all possible, basically, who was like the queen of genre shifting. Do we know who this is? Do you know?
Queen of genre shifting, Miley?
No, before Miley. Close.
Oh, Stevie?
Shania Twain. She was the first to introduce like a country mixed with pop situation. And so this was like in her documentary. And like when that all started happening, people were like, what is happening? What is this? Like, it's not country, it's not pop, it's like both. And so, you know, now today we have people like you were saying, Noah and Zach and like Miley and MGK and Jelly Roll and all of these other people who are just like, you know, and Post Malone, Beyonce, like everyone's just like shifting genres, but like mixing genres. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I think so. Like, whenever there was that, like, Florida Georgia Line, for example, I hated them. I know. I
hate them. Oh, I can't deal with them. Sorry.
I know. But I think if it's good music, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
You know? And also, I think MGK is so much better as the kind of artist that he is now, like the emo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like 90s rock, 2000s rock. era kind of music versus like rapping.
Yeah, I agree. And like, yeah, I don't know. And his like latest release of Hotel Diablo with like the revamp of it all, it's like, it's, I feel like it's a good combination of the two. And it's just like, good for you. Good for you.
But truthfully, he had a really like rough life.
He did, yeah.
More than I realized.
And so, okay, this morning I was listening to Jelly Roll on a podcast with, I can't remember who now, but he was talking about the beef that he had with him and MGK. And then like they squashed that beef. And they talk about this on the podcast with Bunny too. And so he's telling MGK, he's like, bro, you need to like do the long form now, like go on podcasts, go on Joe Rogan, like do the things. Because, and I didn't realize this, but he hasn't done that. And so he hasn't been setting his own narrative. And so like everyone is setting the story up on his behalf. And it's not even like true. Like we've all created. And it's like what you were saying in the beginning, like there were things that you saw in the beginning of like following MGK that you didn't like. And I'm sure, I mean, there's probably some validity to it, but like, yeah, he has every right to set his own narrative. And I think it's awesome that he's starting to do that.
I mean, going on podcasts, definitely like, it's like a whole new way to like hear, to feel like you're in the room with a celebrity.
Yeah.
So one of my biggest takeaways from the MGK podcast was he said, if you're born intuitive, you'll take on the energy that surrounds you or that you grew up with in response to generations. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I just got cold chills. Yes. Well, I never really thought about it like that. But that makes so much sense. And he talked a lot about literally sleeping in the same bed with his dad and being that close to his dad's trauma. Like, and it was like attaching onto him. And so we think, we know it's not anything new. We know, you know, if our parents had their own trauma, it's usually transferred over into the kids, like somehow, shape or form. But I never looked at it as like an energy transfer. And that makes so much sense.
It made so much sense. Also, whenever he was like, my family's curse, they're this number. And then now I'm
birthing. He's number 7. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Megan are just like, all day long, just like reading charts.
Oh my God. Like, oh my gosh. And you haven't gotten to this part, I don't think, because this is at the end. They're just so amazing together. And I hope that they do, like, I hope they are long haul. But he starts to talk about her. Have you heard this? Did you hear that part? Yeah. Oh my gosh. When he talks about her, I almost like started crying. And then when he first met her, it was like on the set of something. I don't remember what he was saying, but his first words were her. She said, how are you doing? And he goes, I'm lost. And she goes, well, let's find you.
Yeah.
What? I'm like, I love her. I don't know. I just am like, oh. And then Bunny was like, oh, she's got so much swagger. I was like, I know. I'm like, I feel like that could be the start of a song. Like, I know. If they're not doing birth charts or past lives, they're writing basically the lyrics to his songs. So.
That is, come on.
I know. I'm like, how emo can we really get here?
Only like he, like, I feel like if I said that to Austin.
I know, Nick and Austin would be like, the hell are you talking about? Do you need to go get checked into someone like, or somewhere? Oh goodness. They would not be, no.
Yeah.
My favorite line from the podcast was, there is no age on art. There is no age on fun. And that was in relation to, I think, along the lines of like people like giving him crap for switching genres and stuff like that. But it just like really resonated with me because I've always been such a like firm believer in art and it not having boundaries. And I think that's like the really fun part. And that's the fun. But like, and I was just telling you, I'm writing about this in my next newsletter. Like, you know, I was pondering on the thought of like, is my 30th birthday the last like big deal fun birthday of my youth? Because I didn't want to, obviously, like we'll have 50th and 60th birthdays and stuff like that. But I mean, that's a restriction I'm putting on myself. That's a decision I can make for myself. But I just like was thinking about that and like, yeah, like you don't need to grow up. I mean, obviously, get your stuff together and like don't be an idiot, but like you still have every right to like, you know, have fun and be like a kid again. And he talks a lot about that in the podcast and
be childlike.
Yeah. Be childlike and like The thing is when you allow yourself to do that, when you channel your inner child as an adult, there is a level potentially of creativity that can come that doesn't exist. Or like you could come up with something that doesn't exist yet in the world because we're old enough now to be able to conceptualize what that is. And then we're old enough now to do something about it. You know, when we're little kids and we are painting or drawing or coloring, like we can't be like, oh, this is great. I'm gonna go sell this now. You know, on Etsy or whatever. And like maybe your parents, you know, helped you reach that level of entrepreneurship. I think it's, you know, now why not? Why? It's so boring if you're just like, well, I'm an adult now. I can't do that. Like, poof, no, fish posh, let's go.
So the clip that I sent to you too about him talking about being childlike is he was also like, why not? Like, if you had a hard childhood, why not in like enjoy the things that you didn't get to enjoy in your youth as an adult?
Yeah, claim it, take it back. Because, and this is kind of like what I write about. I'm writing a book of to my letters to my kid self. And in one of my first letters, it's like, you know, giving myself permission to feel safe. And it's how you're supposed to feel as a 5-year-old. You're supposed to feel, you know, giddy, naive, silly, you know, taken care of. And I didn't have that for very long in my childhood. And so, like, I think that's a part of it too, besides the creativity. It's like, it's okay to feel that now as an adult. And hopefully, you know, unfortunately, I've done the work and have been able to find a partner that helps me feel those things now. But if you don't have a partner, it's like finding your friend that can make you feel that way or finding a support system if you didn't have that as a kid. Oh, love you, MGK. Just listen to our podcast and it'll be an ode to you. Come on our podcast.
That's what I was going to say. Now that you're on a podcast tour.
Yeah, work life woo. Woo. That would be amazing. Manifesting.
Yes. No, it's done. He's here.
Done. He's already been here.
Did you see the Drew Barrymore interview where she,
Paints
yeah.
his nails. I love her so much too. Oh my goodness.
So this week we're talking about tools to stay inspired. And I think it's the perfect segue because, you know, we both have our share of things that we need to feel joyful and childlike and excited and inspired and creative and all of the things. So I wanted to chat about what are some of the things that we use. Like we've already talked about, you know, growing pains and starting a business and things like that, which we'll definitely dive into more down the road. But I think now we're at that point. What are some of the tools that we use to keep going? So we listed out three each. So I said meditation and act and or activations from the Superhuman app, which I think that we've recommended before on this podcast. I have been going through this last week where I haven't been meditating and like just taking time to myself and to listen to myself. And I can feel it. You know, like I feel like I am frantic. I feel like I'm not breathing and taking time to like listen to myself and fill my cup and those things. I definitely recommend the Superhuman app, even if you just do the free trial and listen to some of the activations.
Yeah, because that was one of my tools too, is the Superhuman app. And like I think you just said, but you introduced it to me. And so it's being in tune with your feelings, giving that a name. Like this morning, I was talking to Nick, and you know, he was saying he's feeling like he said he was feeling, I think he said frustrated. And I'm like, well, I think you're probably feeling restless. Like that's what it is. And so, okay, I'm feeling restless. What can is there's an activation or meditation we can do for that. And that's just like one part of it. Or I was like, why don't you just work out? Like, so there's other like tools in your tool belt, hopefully, to help with those feelings. But yeah, I like it helps me with setting intentions. And definitely when I do that, I do feel more like clear. And so that helps me feel inspired for sure.
I mean, that's definitely a tool. There are so many different things that you can use when you're feeling. And it's so funny. I was thinking about this week also. It's so funny how we feel emotions and we have no idea why or where they're coming from.
Well, yes and no, right? Because then you kind of can hopefully figure out where they're coming from sometimes. Or at least I try to, you know? Yeah. But that's probably just my how my brain works. I'm like, why am I feeling this way? What is it? I need to know.
I went into a spiral this week because I felt really anxious and I didn't know why I was feeling anxious. And then that made me spiral.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we don't know. And yeah. So then you just got to worry about what to do next versus like what happened.
Yeah.
Or why.
Yeah. That's where like that meditation and activation piece comes in. So another piece is reading and podcasts. So audiobooks, if you don't feel like reading the paper version, or if you feel like you're always on the go, and podcasts, like self-help or even just like healing podcast, I highly recommend.
So yeah, and that was a one on my list because I said books have been huge recently. And this is because of you and your book club that you started. So Summer started a like entrepreneurial self-help book club that we were doing every month. And it didn't dawn on me until the first book I ended up joining in on, which was The Third Door. And going back to what I said last week about Hillary Burton being my girl, she had said something like a while ago about books. And like, I believe there was a state or city that was like banning books recently. Like, does that sound right?
I don't know.
It was like not too long ago. And they started banning like certain books with like history in them. And then when I was reading The Third Door, it kind of like dawned on me and I'm thinking like, this is knowledge. Like, this is how people transfer knowledge. Like books are powerful. Like they really are. And I for so long have always been like, I don't read books. I don't like to read books. Like I like the concept of reading books, but it's been hard for me. So I do like to like listen and read at the same time, but they are so impactful. And it is, like we were saying earlier, like a time to really like, I feel like connect with that person and see the world through their lens and like whatever it is. I'm a huge like autobiography person, like, you know, real life people. I'm not really a fiction reader. So for me, it's definitely a tool to like feel like I can connect with people like Glennon Doyle or, you know, Liz Gilbert and Brené Brown and Dave Grohl and then Alex Benai. And now we're on to Ali Webb. And it's like you can create your own little circle of people and who you want to learn from based off of the books that they have. So definitely books for me too.
Yeah, that's why like books are always better than the movies too, is because our imagination is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so like reading a book and like how you imagine it in your head is probably so different than someone else who's reading it, and we're creating our like own realities of it, and it's just like its own creative outlet.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. And definitely inspires me.
So, and then lastly, walking. So that exercising piece. And then my favorite combo is the Superhuman app and walking.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
Wait, I want to jump back to the book thing, because what do you think has been the most like influential book on your entrepreneurial journey so far?
Yeah, it's a loaded question. Truthfully, You Are a Badass at Making Money.
Oh yeah. Allie, Little Runaway, I think referred me to that book too.
By Jen Sincero. But that is an amazing book. And the audiobook is so good. And it's free mm-hmm. right now on Spotify.
Oh, really? Okay. I need to read it. I do need to read it. Because like so many people have talked to me about it.
In The Third Door.
In The Third Door? Yeah. What was it about that book?
So her whole thing is like she came from nothing. She had no like generational wealth. She struggled up until like her 40s. And mm-hmm. she talks about eating like she just ate like tuna every night because it was like the only thing in her pantry. And she always lived in people's like guest suites or studio apartments or garages or whatever it was. And her car was like all duct taped together. And basically she was like, this is just my identity. And she accepted it. And then through a progression of events, she learned, I'm giving myself this identity. It's not actually something that is me. It's just, it's not who I am. It's what I'm identifying as. Mm-hmm. She talks about her experience of like retraining that reality for her. And now she's a millionaire.
What did she do to become a millionaire?
So she's written a lot of really successful books. She's the one that expressed the value of investing in business coaches.
Okay. Yeah.
But she's a author coach. So she helps people bring their book together. Mm-hmm. But then she also helps them figure out how to get it published and all of the like behind the scenes things.
That's cool. I think just because it's so like top of mind recent is the third door in terms of business, I think so far. And just because it's such a good one on like mindset and knowing like there's a literal third option at all times. Like it might not be what you think. I have to think outside the box again. There's a substitute for everything. So
yeah, that is a third door.
Yeah. So I think that would probably be my most inspirational right now. And then like, I don't know, literally every book I've read, I don't know, I'm so inspired by like the Dave Grohl book. I don't know why I'm blanking on, but it's like his biography he released a few years ago.
It's the only one he's written, right? So it'll.
I think so. Yeah. I just freaking love him. And he did the audiobook and he like, it's him. So it was just like, I get to hang out with him for a few weeks while I read it.
Oh, the storyteller.
The storyteller. Yeah. Yeah. And then he released like another part to it, I believe, after Taylor Hawkins passed away. Because it's so crazy because he talks a lot about Kurt Cobain passing away and going through all of that with Nirvana. And then it like happened again with Taylor and it's just so sad. I don't know why I got there. But anyways, very good. Very good book. I clearly love the music. It's like my third, one of my third things or one of my tools. Sorry. My third tool is music. And, you know, just I get so much inspiration from music that tells a story, like
yeah.
all of it. So. But also, I guess not really, because I do just like sometimes the music is just really good too. Like I love EDM too. So.
Well, it's almost like friendships where like every friend brings value. Every friend that you have or relationship
yes.
that you bring about brings value in its own way. Music is kind of like that too. Like
yep.
There's different music for different times. Obviously, when me and you were together, we're like either listening to just like dark, sad music or like. You
Legally
know,
Blonde, bang, the bang, the revolution, one girl revolution. I shot the world. I shot the shot that. What did she say? I shot the shot that was heard around the world. Bang.
Well, what's so funny about that is Haley and I were working in a co-working space, and I just take my stupid fat headphones off, and I'm like, "Oh, I shoot the shot, bang."
Yes, that you hear around the world. Yep.
Yeah. And I just took my headphones off and I was like, I never realized. They said bang.
I never realized it either.
Anyways, but
yeah.
So what, okay, so that's my tools.
Yeah.
On the note of music for you, what are your choices for like different times and different moods and like, what are your
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. So thank you for asking that because that just reminded me of the thing I'm so excited about. I started implementing into my branding projects. So anytime I take on a brand project, I send a questionnaire first and it's like getting all the details from the client. And one question I started adding in is if your brand was a song, what song would it be? Because I like to listen to music based off of the vibe that I'm creating for a client. And so, you know, like I just recently wrapped with a more serious military brand, very like badass brand. And I would listen, this is kind of probably embarrassing, but I'd listen to Mulan, like the soundtrack to Mulan, because that's just like, I don't know, it was just like how it felt and felt good. But I'm sure she would have said a totally different song and I didn't ask her at that point. But I think, you know, if I'm feeling, I feel like on a day to day, I've been really into the day lists on Spotify and like just having that tell me what my mood should be for the day. So that's been really fun. But I think during sometimes if I'm like really in the zone, I like in your face music. Like I'm just like the heavier the bass, the louder the music, the screamo, like not all screamo, like borderline, but of course, yes, like my MGK vibes and like, you know, just very, and then like Blink too. But like that's probably my go-to the most. And then if I'm like in a chill mood, I don't know, probably like 70s rock or something, but. And then, of course, I listen to Hertz too. My Hertz beats. So dependent on how I'm feeling, if I need to feel like something needs to be released, then I'll listen to, you know, one of the versions of the Hertz, the frequencies. So what about you?
Yeah. Well, there's music for every occasion. And I think for those of us who, sorry, just to add to you, I think for those of us who need that background noise all the time, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So that maybe being the healthiest thing. I think that if that is who you are, then the healthy part of that is finding the music that is serving you and not like hindering you. So my music taste has always been ultimate sad girl indie.
Yeah.
Like indie country, but not like pop country.
Yeah.
And it's just who I am to my core. But my husband pointed this out to me as we were listening to the song the other day, Burn, 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 where the lyrics are burn, 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 and die.
Oh my God. Wait, what song is that?
Zach Bryan.
Oh, right. Yeah, you love him, but he's so good. And he's such a good storyteller in his song.
Yeah, it says, let me go down the line, something, something, we all burn and die.
Whoa.
Austin was like, it's like a sunny out, we're going to the beach. Like, why? And so whenever he pointed that out to me, it clicked with me that like, I love this music and there are times for it, but it's like not serving me.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, it does, in his defense, it does depress me.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel it.
But do you like that feeling?
Well, so I'm a depressed girly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a depressed person. And so I shouldn't lean into it.
Mm, okay. I get that.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you've helped me a lot by introducing Hertz. Mm-hmm. And I also recommend listening to Aaron Pratt's monthly newsletter playlist on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. I need to do that.
It's so cute. Oh, you mm-hmm. should do that while you're working on her branding project.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. We're going to start that on Monday. So I'm super excited. She submitted a few songs for her brand. And so I've been listening to those.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like, was there anything else you wanted to add for your tools? Finding cool artists on Instagram?
Yeah, that was another one I said, finding cool artists. So, and not even, so yes, like art and like specifically art, cool art forms, but then also just like people doing cool stuff. Like, again, going back to music, but Take a Seat, Rap to the Beat. His name's like Hannah, like Beats by Hannah is his Instagram. I'm like, there's so many people just doing cool things around the world. It's so cool. And that just inspires me so much. Cause I'm like, again, it goes back to like, there's no age on art. There's no limit on art. It's so freaking wide open. You can make things, you can do whatever you want and make it a thing. So
there's an audience for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like we should talk about our intentions for this upcoming week.
Yeah. My intention for this week, so Haley recently read my life path number. Mm-hmm. And for those curious, I'm a six.
What was do you remember your personal year too that you're in?
Six. Both.
Oh, they were both six?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. So then I, of course, listened to a podcast about it right after she sent me the information. And one thing that she mentioned is like for sixes, it's so important to have a gratitude journal because we often can lean cynical. And so like finding the things, the wins and, you know, the things that we're grateful for every day holds so much power.
Mm-hmm.
And so my intention for this week is to focus on the wins and what is working and then also starting a gratitude journal and journaling each day.
Are you going to get like an actual gratitude journal or are you just going to use a journal?
No, I'm just going to use my journal that I've had for since 2017.
I love that.
And I start out very sad girl in 2017.
Yeah.
And it's about all the things that I wanted for my future. And I picked back up this year and almost every one of those things have happened.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. That's so good. So off of that note, I keep next to my desk here. So this is what I was telling you about, but I use Rachel Hollis's gratitude journal. Someone gifted me many years ago now. Sorry if you don't like Rachel Hollis. We all have mixed feelings about her.
So. Wash your face, girl.
Yes, wash your face. She was a vibe and still love her messaging. But so her like formatting for that is you write five things that you're grateful for today, and then you write 10 dreams I made happen. And so you write it like manifesting it. So like it's already happened.
Uh-huh.
And it's been so cool to go back, like what you're saying, and be like, and I've done this even on a few like Instagram lives with people. Like I wrote down, like, I'm going to create a kick-ass brand for whoever, Nora. And I ended up doing that. And so that's just a very basic example, but it was like other cool things. But yeah, so I keep this next to my desk for 20, because I did it for 2024. And should I share what I wrote?
Yeah.
Okay. For the 10 dreams I made happen. Because I, that day I was grateful for Spotify. So very on brand. But okay, 10 dreams I made happen. Number one, I booked 8 brand projects for the year. Number two, I finished the first draft of my book. That's going to be a stretch if that happens this year. Number three, I meal planned and prep. Four, I lost 20 pounds. Number five, I made yoga a priority. Number six, we started a family. Number seven, I stuck to a routine for myself. Number eight, I finished business class. And number nine, I strengthened my relationship with God daily. And number 10, I built a solid brand for Moxie and in the community.
Aww.
So yeah, I feel good about where I'm at with a lot of these.
Haley, I thought you were going to share them for 2023, like what you had accomplished. And I didn't realize they were your goals for this year. And I was not prepared for that.
Are you crying? Yeah. What's happening?
It just made me emotional. Like I was like looking at the birds outside because I thought you were reading your 2023 and I was like, I'm so excited for this.
Oh.
And yeah. Then it just made me emotional because I,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, friend. Well, I think it's great that you're doing gratitude journaling because yeah, like, and maybe you add in something like that too, where you add a little manifesting in there too, just to like keep it going and be able to look back on and be like, I did do that. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so powerful to, and that's why I think you're going to, I know you're going to accomplish those things because mm-hmm. it's so powerful to write them out and mm-hmm. reflect on them. And also, you know, even if like you check off 8 of the 10 or 9 of the 10 or all 10, mm-hmm. you know, they still roll over. So like the universe yeah. and God has their own timeline, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think it was Sophia Amoruso that mm-hmm. posted her like goals from like mm-hmm. 2017 or something.
Yep.
And she kicked off like 8 of 10 of them. And, but like, think of how impactful those 8 were.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was like literally a huge deal. Even like one of those things was a huge deal for her. So writing it out is important for sure. Yep. I feel like for me, that can maybe be my intention for the week. So I'm meeting up with Liz on Sunday to have our writing session, hopefully. Okay. So we've been doing like once a month get togethers to write our books. So my intention for the week is to write it out.
So we're both writing.
We're both writing. Yeah. You also have such a Stevie Nicks vibe going on today. I love when you wear that.
You say that every time.
Yeah, I know. So witchy. She shared the story about how her mom bought her first like really cool kimono that she wore to perform. And it was like a huge deal.
That's sweet. Did you see the TikTok of her and Harry Styles?
No.
The recent performance. All right.
Wait, what? What did they sing?
Landslide.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I feel like they're in love.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? That would be so weird.
Yeah. I have a theory that Harry Styles actually isn't that great of a singer.
Yeah. Like Taylor Swift. People are going to come for me now. Oh, did I drop a ball? Do you like Taylor Swift? Please tell me you don't like Taylor Swift.
Are you being serious? Are we
I'm pretty sure you do not like Taylor Swift. What? I need an answer.
Haley,
tell me what?
Of course, I love Taylor Swift.
You're lying. Are you serious?
Of course. I saw her whenever I was 15 in concert and cried.
Okay, well, I loved her back then. I did love her stuff back then, but
you know, Haley,
I will say, are you a Swiftie? Are you about to come for me? Because I let me say, she is like queen of building a massive brand that is so good. She's an excellent storyteller. She's an excellent lyricist, but I just cannot deal with her voice. That's all I'm going to say.
I know that you feel that way. Whenever I made your birthday post and used a Taylor Swift song,
it's okay. It's
but
okay.
It was the lyrics.
Yes. And I appreciate, yeah, like I appreciate her lyrics and I'll listen. I have a good friend, Taylor, who is a Taylor fan and she will keep me up to speed on all the ones I need to listen to. And so I do listen to them, but it's just not my vibe. And that's okay.
Yeah, you know, certain friends are good for certain things.
God. Yeah, don't come to me for Taylor fun. That's not, no.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, you know, we don't agree on everything, and that is a bummer.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
We agree on almost literally everything.
Everything else. Yes. There has to be some differences for sure. Hopefully everyone is having a great week, and by the time this comes out, the tropical storm will hopefully be done. Mm-hmm. If you're in Charleston or on the coast, and hopefully everyone's safe and all good.
Yeah. And to wrap it all up, ride it out, meditate, listen to music.
Listen to music. Yeah. Oh, ride it out. I thought you meant ride it out. Like, just hang on, hang in there. Both ride it out and ride it out.
That's all for now.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening.
Subscribe on Spotify, and we will be on other platforms soon. But, you know, right now I like to say we're exclusively on Spotify.